Hey, what's up, guys? It's Mr. Blade Dancer here. Fucking dancing on the edge of knives, all the step of the way, every step of the way. Yeah. Finally, I'm getting this podcast finally off its fucking legs. I swear, this is the fourth. This has been a long time coming. Like, after I got hacked, my Facebook account got hacked when I was building up Zen medication then. And good lord, man, it's been rough. Like, the last 8 months, I've been I got thrown out on the streets after being fucking put in the psychiatric ward for 24 hours just because they actually used these corrupt motherfuckers. They used the fact that they knew that I loved eating LSD and I really didn't give a shit about stuff, so I would just go out and fucking be myself all the time, and they used that shit against me and put me in fucking psychiatric, and they've done that twice now. The last fucking hospital I was at, I was tripping so hard, and this motherfucker that actually he had stolen my fucking phone, like right under my ass, just because I had the door open, like a little bit, like, and this motherfucker was so fucking cheeky that he went in, and he had also tried to take my bank card as well. And these fuckers—they're so stupid because they don't even understand. They look at my card and they'll see that you can't use that card unless you know my PIN code, because I mean, I fucked my credits for so long ago that they're not gonna give me a fucking Visa that you can use to take out money. Like, if I don't have money, well, then you're not gonna be able to take out money, and especially if you don't know my code. So this motherfucker. I lay there, and basically, like, oh man, I have so much to tell you guys. Hold on, guys. I'm gonna turn this down a little bit. Yeah, and so basically, what happened was that because they released me after 24 hours from the psychiatric, because they that's when you get to talk to a doctor, and then, you know, they put you in like the worst, you know, like the fucking, this is where they put the people that they just pick up off the streets that are fucking crazy on all sorts of different medications and just like different types of crazy, like if you even want to call it crazy, you know, because like a lot of people would call me crazy because I mean, I'm like, I basically like last month is when I actually started to feel normal again, like about a month. Yeah, that's when I started feeling actually normal again. Like, or normal in the sense that I'm not like taking in everybody's thoughts, like every, just like sitting in my, like the fucking hostel, or living in the hospice thing, like around with just all these junkies all the time, it's like their thoughts, just like their energy is just like so and I'm fucking like every day is a fucking insane shit. I have so many insane stories, like the books that I was writing, they all got stolen, everything. It's like, holy shit. You know I bought like 300 tabs of acid, I think in October, yeah. And basically I ate them all. But thing is, this is the thing. I swear to you all, I would not. I don't like to tell this to people like normally here, but I just have to say this because this I do. And please, before I say it, that like, please remember, I do not. I do not recommend this for like this is not responsible use of psychedelics. It's just that it's like this is really insane how deep I've gone and how things have turned, how my understanding of things and how I get treated by the intelligences, the psychedelic or the entheogenic intelligence whatever I'm taking, you know. I mean, I always stick to tryptamines. That's basically my thing. But the thing is that the last of the 300 or so acid hits I had, and remember this is Swiss crystal, over 99% pure, like a little over, like holy shit, this is the best. You're gonna have to search far and wide and for a long ass time before you can find something that's at least close to how clean and how fucking pure and how fucking good this shit is. Like, this LSD is, it's the best I've ever eaten in my whole life, other than the 99.9% pure Swiss crystal, which is just, it's from the same, yeah, for same place. It's just fucking insane. It's basically like getting LSD when, like, in the 50s, like before the US made it illegal, and mathematicians and yeah, writers and stuff like that, the artists who couldn't sit down and eat acid, Timothy Leary couldn't get any more shipments, basically, from Sandoz. So yeah, but the thing is that, like, the thing is, the last two trips I had, I binged for 2 days, basically, not sleeping, eating 55 hits, and I swear to you, this is not bullshit, because I counted, like, 10, like, this is, like, it's insane, you know, and a week and a half after, I then, so over that, you know, over, this is, first of all, 5,500 mics together, and over 2 days, and this is so pure, and it's from Switzerland, it's from, yeah, this is like key molecules. I'm telling you guys, like, this is, I'm just, like, I've been taught so much shit from, like, yeah, Egyptian gods, you know, Thoth, for example. He's a dear, close, yeah, to me, and he's taught me a lot about how this was, and I've seen I've had a lot of visions of when I was training in fucking Atlantis. So, I mean, people can call me crazy, you know, I don't give a shit, but you know what, I ate one sugar cube one time, 333 mics, that was the 99.9% pure. That bottle was expensive. I remember we had one bottle. And I'm basically the one that ate most of it, because that stuff was like a DMT. Yeah, basically, that's what it is, a DMT trip, like, for 12 hours. Just LSD DMT. That's why in Spangl, you know, that that song on the first CD, Are You Spangl? That's not the song name, but yeah, the CD name. I can't remember the song name right now. But anyways, you know, they say LSD to DMT, do 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 do, LSD to DMT. DMT, 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 do 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 DMT, LSD to DMT, LSD to DMT, because that's the thing, because now it's become an ergotamine, you know, it's become this, like, it's its own category, because there's so many other derivatives of LSD now. Like, you have 1-PLSD, you have, you have the ALD-52, you know what, right now, okay guys, I have to be straight before I go any further, because
I'm pretty fucked up at the moment. Like, not fucked up in the sense that I'm fucked up on, like, a lot of bad drugs. No. Yesterday evening, it was a birthday present from the universe and from some of my close friends. And it was basically, two handfuls full of dried, like, northern, small, really blue Liberty Caps, Norwegian Liberty Caps. And we learned Norwegians were known for Liberty Caps because they are strong. And this shit was so, I didn't even realize how much I had eaten before I got home. Like, and that's a long way home. Like, you know what? I had such a long fucking, like, come up, like, oh, good Lord, and then the universe told me, like, this is your birthday present, because you deserve it, because I've been dedicated now, this is my 24th year of being a psychonaut. This, at this time, when I was 12, I was reading LSD in my problem child. 14. Yeah, that's when I was reading. This exact time, I was sitting, like, every day reading LSD, my problem child, sitting on Arrowhead, so just fucking reading everything I could about, like, yeah, just trip reports, anything I could about, especially about psychedelics, that and cannabis, you know. And of course, all the other stuff as well. I mean, I've tried so many drugs. I mean, I've tried drugs that a lot of people are never gonna get to try. Like, a lot of tryptamines under DMT, like 4-hydroxy-DIPT. No, 4-hydroxy-MIPT. Excuse me. You have 4-acetoxy-DMT or 4-ACO-DMT. You know. Yeah, of course, and you have 5-MeO-DIPT, Foxymetoxy and Moxymetoxy, which are, they're pretty interesting. DPT, oh, that's one of my favorite, the dipropyl tryptamine, dipropyl tryptamine. Good Lord, man, I'm fucked up after that trip. That trip was so fucking intense. Like it knocked me on my ass, but it was just, like, pure. Like, pure fucking Satori, like, pure beyond Nirvana, I swear. And like, I finally got, it's as if they really, this is the first time I've actually gotten a present from the universe, this, in this sense. Because it was so DMT, like, I had direct contact, I was talking to my favorite artist that I put on, like, I was tripping to, at the time, a band called Mudrat, three guys, electronica from Belgium. Oh man, I mean, it's just, I was like, I said thank you guys, and then they fucking answer, you know. It's like, everything's so fucking real. It's just so, I couldn't be more fucking thankful. Like, yeah. I could, and like, tomorrow I'm getting some really good acid. I'm getting the new batch. Oh, I can't wait. Like, but remember though, please don't like do what I do, because this is not the point of this podcast. It's just that I want to be real. Like, you know, I don't know if you guys have, a lot of you guys probably have seen psyched substance on YouTube. Yeah, right. Well, it's basically, this is what I want this to be, just in another sense. Like, I'm not as scientific as he is, but I know I'm very good at, like, you know, the chemical name of a lot of different compounds. I've tried so many different psychedelics. I've eaten so much LSD. I've had many, many trips, far over 1,000 micrograms. Like, at once, many. I started smoking DMT at the age of 16. I know this is a long fucking intro. I know. I just want you guys to get to know me, and then we get that shit out of the way, you know. So I hope this is interesting. If not, then just bear with me, just so you guys know who you're talking to. Because yeah, like when I was starting now the Zen meditation. This is what this podcast was supposed to. This is what it started out as, the title. But yeah, you know, my life has been fucking crazy. So a lot of shit happened. I got hacked. And but then I the thing is I would do like live direct sending, but when I was on acid, you know, and or tripping in general, and yeah, and that was kind of the like the direction. So now, but now I'm kind of changing. But I mean, you're gonna hear me. I'm gonna be just straight up blatant. I mean, I'm gonna be tripping a lot while doing these podcasts because that's just me. Like, you're gonna get the best version of me. Like it's like people say micro, I say macro. You know, like it's just because that's who I am. I mean, I've channeled a lot of this thing, this being, the first king of the eighth heavens, and this is somebody I was like before the like as the earth was born, like when it was actually born, you know, Gaia. Like that's a long time ago. Like that's so long ago that like human beings have no idea how many times human beings or humans or whatever. It could have been other creatures as well that have been experimented, or been put on the earth as an experiment and then rinse and repeat. You know what I mean? Yeah, that's the thing. Because yeah, hold on, guys. I need to, I just suddenly realized what the fuck am I listening to? Oh wait, actually, it's pretty good. This is pretty nice. It's I'm not gonna. I mean, I hope I don't. I hope nobody gets angry that I'm using their music if they suddenly recognize what their own music. But yeah, because like right now I'm gonna put on Heilung. Heilung is some of the best, like because you know if you're gonna use entheogens or psychedelics, entheogens is what Albert Hofmann actually what he that's what he and some, many others wanted, academics and you know like George Orwell, all like the guy that wrote Scanner Darkly, fucking yeah, like all they all these guys were against Leary. Leary is the reason that it's called psychedelic is mind manifesting. Entheogen means in Latin God within. That's why entheogen is much more proper a name for these tools, you know. That's why the band is called Tool, you know, Tool, the band Tool, because yeah, that's I mean that's really the I have several Tool tattoos, four of them actually, because yeah, I mean that music will really that'll test you, and but it'll make you stronger as well. They are very, very talented. But yeah, what I put on now is Heilung. Basically, they're Danish. It's Viking music. They are, and they use many different old, really, really ancient languages, and it's so, it's just so, oh, it's just so proper. Like when I first tripped to it, I said, or when I went, that was when I first was introduced to it as well. My friend, he—that's the first time I tripped to the Emerald Tablet Thoth. That's when I had eaten, yeah, one of those sugar cubes of the 99.9, and then three drops of my own or the other Swiss crystal, which was at like 98.8 something pure. And it's but you know, it's always white crystal. I don't need anything else than white crystal LSD. Only the best for me. That's for damn sure. And mine, you know. And I hope all you people have the same, yeah. the same mentality, you know, because that's what fucks you up, you know. It's not just your own problems to face, you know, your own fears, stuff like that. It's not always that. It's many times also impurities. You know, it's not as pure. You know, it's other, it's, you know, different color crystals. It's all sorts of things, like who made it, you know, that's also a thing. Like, did they take shortcuts? Like, you know, one thing with psychedelics, you don't want to take shortcuts. That's why if you make DMT, then you're going to want to use, well, you're going to want to use Akasha, Rainbow Akasha Confuser. Because, well, there's several reasons, actually. The first one that is just, like, straight up fact is that, there's an extra layer of fat on outside the, sorry guys, I'm stuttering. The Rainbow Akasha, and it's a little more time consuming. It's a little harder to like get it right, completely right. Then using mimosa, you know, to make DMT crystals or to make chunga. But the thing is that if you don't take these shortcuts, like, and the other thing is that mimosa hostilis has been abused so hard that the spirit is like, and this is not me being like, because I hate, don't, when I used to be a DJ for 8 years in Psytrance, and you know what, I always say that, like, to people that know me, like, hey, when I actually get back to music, like, when I play at parties again, one of my artist names is going to be Ain't No Hippie, because in big letters, like, one word, because I've seen so much. That's why I had to, like, because I get sick and tired of that, like, wannabe hippie stuff, because people don't even understand what it is to be a hippie. Very few people I've met have become, like, live up to that name. Like, there's, like, one guy that was younger than me, actually. He came, actually, from, like, that kind of commune, you know? Like, that's, like, one example. And or then you have the older people, you know? And I feel like it's an insult to, like, the people that got slaughtered in front of, like, you know, the camp, that one campus, for example, by the fucking police and stuff like that, that were the real hippies, you know, to put that aside, I'm very glad that I'm one of those few that have been, I get fucking molecule 25, I get it. Lucy, she is, I'm one of those few, it's like, that was written in the stars, I guess. I have no control over that one. I just get, they just, like, sneak, it's like little gnomes sneak that shit in the pillow for me, for some kind of underground clinic in some country. And then after I eat like 900 mics, they'll, and they see that it starts working, they'll follow me on the bus, and some professor sits behind me and starts talking to me in my head, asking me what I thought about the last batch. Oh, fuck yeah, this is fucking. I'm just gonna. Sorry, guys, if it's irritating with the music. I hope not. It's pretty intense tripping to this Viking music, because it has really deep and sacred roots. Like, you know, like, you gotta remember, Vikings, they ate fucking mushrooms all the time. I mean, they had a lot of Liberty Caps. Which I ate. Like, and I swear, like, Liberty Caps will kick your ass if you're not prepared. I remember when I was 16, first time I got real respect for psychedelics. And remember, I started smoking DMT at 16, but it was me and a friend of mine that was dead. That's dead now. We ate a little over 350 Liberty Caps each. Like, cause we split like one bag. We had picked so many, and like just like 3-4 hours or something, we split this one bag that had to be like 200 at least, and then 20 minutes later we get down to this guy's house, we count up 250 each, like 250 on the dot, and just fucking push that shit in our gullet, in our fucking pile, and fucking, holy shit, you know what, I had never tripped that hard before, you know, so that, because, you know, that's, it's something different when you, like, eat, like, 40, 50, like, and you've eaten, like, a little, you don't eat everything at once, because that's the thing, there's a difference between, you know, there's no point, actually, unless you have really, like, really strong acid, like mine, for example, then there's no point in eating anymore after a certain point, because that's why you want to eat a lot at once. That's why I ate all those mushrooms at once, because there would be no point in just, like, eating a little and a little, like, that's just stupid. Because unless you want to microdose, I mean, or unless you're that type that you like that light, because if when you cross that point of no return, when there's like, okay, that's it, there's no point in eating anymore, because you basically kind of fall down a level. So yeah, that's my advice, is like, if you're gonna eat at all, then, well, at least eat the what you should eat, at least inside the first half an hour, or the first hour and a half, basically, max, like, hour and a half. When you feel that it starts working, that's when you have, like, an hour at least to eat what you should eat, and then that's when you shouldn't, yeah, that's when you just, like, leave it alone, because then you should eat how much you're, that's the thing with the psychedelics, you know, you never know. You never know what 2 tabs are gonna do. You never know what fucking 1 gram of mushrooms. I've had mushrooms like Golden Teacher. I had Golden Teacher when I was DJing for Love and Magic. I had Golden Teacher that was 1 gram, was a like, that was pretty much a really hardcore trip. And it's like the Hawaiian ones, you know, like half a gram is fucking hardcore. And it's like, and I told this guy, like, hey, be careful, because it's like 2 grams is a heroic dose, believe you me. Like, that shit is insane. And he fucking eats both grams at once. And then he starts telling me that like, oh, I had to have put them, like, dipped them in some acid or something like that, like, play like puts yeah, just to make him a lot stronger or something like that, because he had never experienced something that strong. Well, that's the thing, and that's why, you know, we humans, we're pretty insane when it comes to, like, taking a plant, and then we'll make it more and more potent and more, like, yeah. Man, fuck, I remember standing behind the DJ booth, looking out, tripping balls myself, playing Dark Side, and I give fucking the half gram to this guy. This is a friend of a close friend of one. And I told him, please be careful, like, I don't want to be the one that has to watch him. And guess what happens? Yeah, I have to watch him in the end, because he's eaten acid beforehand. And you know, there was never bad acid. There was very rare bad acid that was on at any of our parties back in the day. Like, every party we had, we always had quality fucking psychedelics. The only problem was that after a while, like, a lot of speed and a lot of other drugs started infiltrating the whole thing, and that's when it started to fuck up. But we lasted 8 years, so that's really good. Not many last that long. But anyways, yeah, so the thing is that, like, you know, for me, when it comes to entheogens, it's so sacred that I would get fucking pissed off if I saw somebody, like, you know, misusing somebody, in any sense, like not like selling them really strong LSD, for example, and not like make like not showing that they actually care, like how is it going to go with this person if this is the first time they try it. Like a lot of people out there, they'll sell it. And luckily the universe is like this, that yeah, those most of those people, they usually don't get the quality, and they usually don't get it at all, you know. And it doesn't last long for them, for their career in selling psychedelics, because you gotta care about the person that you're giving it to, you know. I still have no person, and I mean, I don't do it anymore. I quit for a long time ago, but back in the day, yeah, I would help people out. That's the thing. I wasn't selling it, but I was helping people out, you know, because I was so convinced that this is how I help people. And yeah, I did. Oh, this is so nice. I hope you guys don't mind that. Listen to me. If you know, put like, tell me, guys, what you think of this episode? Because this is basically the first real episode. So yeah. So you guys gotta give me some tips. Like this is should I have on any music at all? I mean, I don't really care. You know, it's up to you guys. So, you know, I mean, you know, I'm here to entertain and educate and let's like fucking, yeah, evolve together at the same pace, you know. Yeah, man, this is fun. It's really nice that I'm finally here. Like Anchor, I found this the platform that I'm using now, Anchor. That's what saved me. Like, cause now I can just use my phone. It's really easy. At least now, until I get, fuck, man. You know, I got sorry that I curse a lot. Yeah, but you know, I got. I basically I fried my motherboard and my processor. At least that's what I know I fried. I mean, I'm not. I hope I didn't fry like more. But at least, and I got a new processor and a motherboard. But now there's nothing happens. Like the fucking, I'm pressing the button. There's lights. I can see there's electricity in the motherboard because it's lighting up, and yeah, but it's still, so I'm not sure what's going on because nothing happens when I press the button, the power button. So yeah, I hope this has been like, so far at least helpful in any way, like, because you guys gotta understand, like, I have like, you know, like I said, like a little over a month ago, that's when I actually started feeling normal again. Like every day has been such a hardcore trip for me. Like it's been insane for so long, like many months now, like at least since the end of November, I guess. Like, I was fucking, you guys want to hear a fucking insane story? I had eaten a lot of Lucy again, so of course, and then I'm walking down towards my ex, because it's called Nesodden, and it's basically like an island almost, it's a peninsula basically. It's a big one, and it's really nice out there, like nature wise, and yeah. But basically, when I get there, I start seeing all this, like these witches and stuff, like, and I feel like I can smell like black magic in the air, like it was really really intense. And I could see, and I looked at the stone, the mountain stone wall, And I could see, all I could see was like all these witches' faces and like fucking these ancient, like I saw it, it just looked bad, all of it. So I'm like, okay, so I understood. Yeah, like this, okay, so this place is full of black magic. I was there, you know, I was at that point of a fucking spectrum. So basically, when I get to my fucking ex's doorstep, basically, she opens up. But as she opens up, I'm looking down because I'm looking at the doorstep, and because there I saw a little like bird's feather, and I saw some stones, and I saw some bones, and they were arranged in such a weird way, at least for me. That I was sure that and then I suddenly, like, before, like, inside of me, I saw really quick, like, just flash before me, like, her and her friend had gone into the woods, eat mushrooms on their own, and then ended up in this, with, like, stumbling over this really dark power. So before, when, as soon as she opens the door, I just look at her and I'm just like, oh, I know what's happened. I know what the fuck you sold your soul to. And then I just walk away again. And I just leave. And then this guy comes down. Like, he comes simultaneously. Then he's going to take the bus, like, because that's what I was on my way to do. Again, just take the bus back, like, to the mainland. Because that was really fucking, that sucked hearing that. Like, I couldn't believe it. Like, what the fuck? Like, are you fucking kidding me? Like, 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 fucking, I was so fucking pissed off because they had corrupted this. And because I immediately jumped on, like, the conclusion that, oh, it's gotta be this guy. This is young, he's probably like 20 max. And you know, I mean, and I look pretty crazy sometimes when I'm tripping balls like that. You know, I can get pretty intense. I have to say, because like, what are you going to do when you're tripping that hard? Because like that trip too, I'd eaten over 1,000. I don't even know, I can't remember because I was tripping so hard. And I've always got like it's like, you know, hardcore Russian psytrance, like really, really psychedelic stuff always on my ears, usually. And so this guy, he's 20, he's like, I can see that he still goes to school, but you know, I'm sure that he's a black magician. Like, I see that, like, I see him, like, fucking, him and sister, my ex, just, like, in this, like, in his, like, at his parents' house, like, his parents were black magicians, and then I started seeing, like, lots of black magicians all across that area. Sorry, this is probably taking a while to, like, get to the point, but yeah. But believe you me, it's worthy, because this is fucking, the definition of a good example of what not to do on the bus, for example. Because, because like I said, we're taking the bus. So, yeah, I'm standing there just fucking with Dex and this guy. Like, really, really fucking with him. Like, he's standing there just, like, staring out in there, not daring, because I could sense it. He didn't even dare look at me, because I was crazy. I was pissed off. I was fucking tripping so hard. And, you know, it's like I say to people, I wouldn't stand between a fucking pissed off guy on full of acid. Like, pissed off and ready to fucking fight somebody or something, or like ready to hit somebody, because that guy's gonna go ballistic, and he's fucking strong as a motherfucker. He's as strong as a fucking bull, you know, because suddenly you Yeah, I mean, it's indescribable, you know? Like, me on that dose of LSD, like, I would fucking rip things apart. Like, I would rip dogs in two just by, like, just like a letter, like a fucking, like, my hands were letter openers, you know? But, you know, okay, so here you go, with the story. So, yeah, the bus comes, we get on. And he's sweating already because I was sitting there, like, I'm sitting there, like, talking to him, like, hey, so you like black magic, don't you? Like, I'm fucking going, like, hard. Already, like, I was like, oh, shit. And I had no, because, you know, when I'm in that state, I just go, like, with the automatic. I just go automatically with anything. Like, I'll just let things go, basically, you know, you just let it go. Basically, you're yourself. And everything else. So basically, I sit down, and I see, like, I keep my eyes locked on him, and suddenly the bus driver, like, I hear him talking to me in my head, as well, telling me that a lot of the other people on the bus as well were black magicians, and everybody was wearing dark, and everything else. Well, you know what? I'm gonna pick up in a couple hours. I'll be right back with the rest of the story. Alright guys, what's up? It's me back again. Yeah, now it's fucking early in the morning, the sun's fucking shining. Yeah, and this is where, yeah, it's me picking up again from Tales from the Bardo. So yeah, well, because I'm fucked up. I'm stoned as a motherfucker. I'm stoned out my gourd. I'm smoking so much hash. Because yeah, here, you gotta understand, here in Norway, to anybody that, from another country listening, yeah, here in Norway, we smoke mostly hash. I mean, we smoke weed as well, so of course, but it's not like, and it's not like in the U.S. where you see people, like, I grew up in the U.S., so I suppose I started smoking weed there, and then, but that's when it was, like, simple strains, like the original strains, and there wasn't weed that was, like, 25% THC, you know. But anyways, I mean, then we were smoking pure weed, like, just no tobacco. Moved to Norway when I was, back to Norway when I was at 13, and then suddenly I learned what hash was, and that, I was like, huh? And but that's basically, that's what smoked, so that's like, I mean, yeah, that's what's smoked the most here in this country. It's always been like that, yeah, basically. But anyways, to get on with that story, because I need to finish that one, the one about the where I left off. Yeah, and basically, come on, Ted. Fuck, man, I'm so fucking... Fucking man, I've been doing so much art and fucking come on now. What was that? Well, you know what? Fuck it. It doesn't even matter right now. But anyways, I have so many stories though. That's the thing. Oh, believe you me, I've been writing so many books now, or at least I've been writing up, like, I've had six, seven attempts at writing books, like, and each now, they've all gotten stolen, and, but I have written a lot of poetry, fucking, I'm fucking learning how to freestyle. That's why we style, because we're back, we're wild. Fucking ancient souls living old. We don't live in mold, but I swear to God that we are the fucking, we'll never fold. Well, yeah, I mean, I'm not there yet, but you know, I'm getting there, and that's thanks to, yeah, just, you know, tripping. because I used to have a fucking, just a pro, I used to have a big problem with just like, you know, just talking like this on a podcast. It's like, yeah, because but I got to the point now where I've fucking done so much psychedelics, and I'm now fine. I'm really getting out of the like heavy use of bad drugs, or use of bad drugs at all. Like bad drugs, what I mean then is like real drugs. Like I do not consider LSD, DMT, or any of the real psychedelics, especially tryptamines. I don't consider them drugs. Like mescaline also, even though it's a phentolamine, that doesn't matter, because mescaline is a fucking cactus. If it comes from nature, then yeah, you know what I mean. And I'm not into the fucking designer shit. I hate fucking I'm not really into the 2C family, you know, 2CB and like the fucking 25 N bone. Oh my god, I'm gonna tell you guys a story about that one. Because this wasn't on tabs. Like they were like, I don't know if you guys remember, but a couple years, some years ago, they were selling when 25 N bone came, when Nichols actually was done synthesizing it and released it on the world. Well, yeah, basically, yeah, my friend, he had bought it off the dark web, and fucking, yeah, it cost, because it wasn't illegal yet, you know, but this shit is so fucking powerful, holy shit, and you know, I read a little bit about it. This is the one psychedelic that I didn't do my research before I did it. And so I'm going over to him, his place. This is actually the first time I was homeless, actually. I was couch surfing. And, that's the first time. It lasted for 3 years, actually, before I actually got a place to stay. I was going to his place. He had just gotten the stuff in the mail, I guess you guys remember how easy shit was to obtain from the dark web. So yeah, but anyways, he had the he took the 25 M bone, and he had like, what was it, 11 milligrams? Like 11 milligrams, that's like, okay, that's I mean, 1,000 micrograms is a milligram. That's so fucking crazy, because. correct me if I'm wrong, like, if I'm totally off with that 1,000 micrograms is a milligram, because it's measured in micrograms, basically, 25 M bone, and it's deadly, it's lethal as well. I mean, people have died, that's the only thing I had read about it, that it was measured, and like, 400 micrograms was the same thing as 200 micrograms of real LSD. So basically, I was like, fuck, that's the only thing I've read, and it lasts for, because I did a line, because he had fucking, it was like light as fuck, snow crystals, like little crushed snow crystals, like that's how like light and puffy this shit was. It was, and it just, so, it was so easy, because my friend, he actually, like, I saw one of the lines beside the one he took, like, half of the line on, to the left, fucking just disappeared into the straw with the fucking line he was taking, and you know what, that, I mean, I think I took over at least 2,500 micrograms. Because it must have been over like 2.5 milligrams, because that shit, holy shit, that shit started really, like this is, you know, this is the thing, because for me there is nothing called bad trips anymore, because I learned something that, okay, I need to start fucking changing my vocabulary, how I label things, because it has such a potential to like really put the like some fundamental shit in your experience. Maybe it's not the best that it's there, you know, and this was one of the, and. Fucking, the 25, it takes 10 minutes, basically, like, it's like a 10-minute fucking come up, I love LSD 25, for example, because you have six, you're like, you don't peak before like six, seven hours. I'm usually like, yes, I'm finally dying. Yes, finally now I'm dying. Yes. And then I die. And yeah. I mean, that's how like real 25 is supposed to be. But like 25 N-bomb, 25 I N-bomb, I mean, you know what, that shit was fucking crazy, because after like 5 minutes, I was starting to get really confused. But remember the dose that me and my friend had taken, that was a lot. It was like we should have actually been dead, like according to how like reports of other people, how other people have died. So yeah, basically, oh, sorry, like, if I keep, like, so if I'm repeating myself and that's irritating, I'm sorry, because the thing is that I haven't fucking slept. I'm pretty fucked up. I'm having a good time at my new apartment, you know, being creative, like, having different projects going. And yeah, trying to survive this corona bullshit. You know, and and about getting ready to go north so that I can get some really, really good acid. Oh yeah, because today I'm eating acid, that's for damn sure. But anyways, you know, like that trip with the 25 N-bomb, basically what happened, that shit really, that made me, that gave me, that gave me PTSD for a while, like, that, because this is some years back now. I was fucking at least 10 years younger, I'm pretty sure. You know what, that was really, I got taught some hard lessons, but good Lord, like, people don't, you don't have to go through that heavy of a fucking terror trip, because that shit was pulled right out of the Bible. Like, I remember going around cursing, oh, the Christians were right, Nothing against you Christians out there. I was just like, because I'm not Christian. I believe in my own thing, you know. So I was like cursing that the Christians were right, because, you know, pulled right out of the Bible in that sense. It was like out of the Bible, but like it was like much more correct, if you understand what I mean. This is how this hell was like, and in that fucking city, which I hate. I was like, fuck, I died in this fucking city. And I swear to God, the visuals were so fucking insane. Like, oh, good Lord, that, like, after 10 minutes, I was tripping so hard. And then suddenly, because I thought my friend was having trouble, but no. That was, like, this sick fucking game that was started building up that was, like, against me. Like, that's that way, like, some psychedelics will really fuck you over sometimes. They're, like, build up this like sick fucking game. Like, I've had some like other similar ones, you know, like really similar actually, where it like gets built up over time, and then suddenly so that you get so fucking confused after a while, like, oh shit, and you start like really like, oh, what's going on, oh fuck, this is not good. And it goes really slowly as well, like it's trying to really wear you out as well. Well, this was like, holy shit, it went so fast from like I remember, because I panicked, so I ran up to his landlord, and this it's this Indian family from India, but when she opened the door, she did not speak in, or she did not speak like regular, like it was, she turned her head, and she I was freaking out already then, and I was telling her, like, we gotta call an ambulance, because I think my friend's having trouble, And because, like I said, all I had read was that people had died of this, and like, and it already seemed that we had died like really hard, like fucking, like, but also like really fucking that we actually had overdosed on this shit. And then she turns her head towards her, like, I think, I'm guessing her son or something that was sitting, like, I couldn't see them, but, because I was standing in the, and, like, outside in the doorway, and then she was, speaks a language that fucking was not from India, that was not Hindu, like, I swear to God, this shit was, like, Aramaic, like, it was fucking, that's when I understood. She looked back at me, and she had the fucking red magenta color, fucking in her eyes, and that's when I know, like, oh shit, I'm like, this is not, I have left the human, I'm not talking to humans anymore. If you're wondering if I have a lot of experience with entities and different beings, and also, yes, oh my goodness, I have extensive. Like, I had to cut that shit off after a while because it got to be a little too much. But anyways, that's when I understood. And then she looks at me after saying that, like, fucking ancient language that I knew that was not from India. It was not Hindu. And then she looks at me and she, in those eyes, and she says, well, you know, just go back down again. He's going to be all right. Try to take it easy. Like, in this, like, super fucking creepy, calm voice. So I'm like, and then she closes the door, and because I was like, okay, fuck us. Like, really, like, I was so on the edge right then, because that's when I understood. Like, okay, it's not my friend, it's fucking me. So I was terrified of what was waiting down in his apartment, like, under his landlord. Oh, shit. I was like, oh, what is my friend? We'll call him R. Yeah, I was like, what was my friend? What is my friend R turned into now? Like, oh, I was just, like, picturing the fucking extremely insane shit I was about to experience. And then I get in there, and he's sitting there just saying, like, love, water, happiness. Love, water, happiness. What, love, water, happiness. And it started getting creepier and creepier, and, like, slower. And then suddenly he says, like, at the end, like, love, water, happiness. And that's when everything just fucking went, everything just, like, the joke is there, the charade is over. Fucking it, all the walls disappeared, like, all I saw was just fucking burning, like, and I saw, I could see it, and I, like, already understood, like, when I saw it, like, I could see other people's, like, where they had died and ended up there, and this was, like, I understood it all already, like, it was, like, a limbo hell, like, I was, like, stuck there forever, like, for all eternity, like, I was never getting out. I was pretty much fucking, like, almost pulling out my hair at that point. Like, that's, like, one of those trips that I really, like, holy shit, this is not good. I got really pissed off at my friend, actually. I have to tell what happened first, because that's when my friend, after saying all that love, water, happiness stuff, and really, it got really creepy, and then he just suddenly said, well, do you understand what's happened now? And I have to say this as well, like, the reason I can remember stuff all my trips now, like, detailed, I can explain new trips and, like, in such detail that I've had so many as I've had as well, that it's because, like, I found out, like, the Maury trip, the more you remember. So yeah, of the trip, like details. So yeah, that's it. That's basically the key to that one. But okay, yeah. And anyways, the M-bomb, yeah. He's basically, I look at him and he's fucking sitting on the couch has become like a throne, like a real fucking throne, a big ass fucking throne. And there's two hellhounds like sitting on each side of the throne. And they're huge, like they, and they stretch their fucking their paws, fucking like all the way at my feet, and like slam their claws into the ground. And he, and then he looks at me, and my friend's like sitting on top of the throne with the fucking crown on his head and shit. And like I was like, oh fuck, this is not good. I was standing there shaking, fuck, I can't even explain like the terror. The terror you experience at that point is so extreme. it's just like you have to experience it. So, but I wouldn't want you to experience. You know, like I've been told that like on DMT that when I, after taking DMT I'm supposed to experience a lot of like a lot of really hard shit in life because. So that I can help others, so that they don't have to experience all these, yeah, and I'm gonna help people a lot with the through psychedelic research and like just helping people. I have the plans for own therapy. How to just like really get your. Get control over, or at least a healthy control over your the ego's desire to drive you down into the ground. If you're experiencing that in your life, you know, that's like, you know, usually why people meditate or use psychedelics is because. Yeah, they get desperate. Yeah, that's why after 24 years now, I still use psychedelic because yeah, and like even after like a trip like that, because that trip was fucking psycho. Like I left my friend's apartment because I almost fucking hit him the fuck. I almost knocked him so hard out of his socks. That he would have fucking just laid there on the fucking, or maybe actually, he would probably just gotten right up. I'm not even sure if he'd gone like if I could have knocked him on his back because it wasn't him. That's the thing. I forget that because this shit was at such a degree of realness and like. Everything, like, I was sure that I actually was dead, like, for good, like, I was trapped in this limbo, like I kind of understood it, like, oh, yeah, since I died of an overdose, so I'm trapped here for all eternity, like, a place where, like, there's, like, angels and demons fucking, like, looking for souls, just like yeah, demons like fucking running certain cities and yeah, fucking like police, always police, demons, yeah. I've had a lot of experiences with police as demons. That's a funny one. But yeah, I survived that one though, but I ended up like fucking like far out of the city. Because I left my friend because I almost you took my life, you took our lives, like you gave me that much, like you should have known better. Like I was like completely there, like fucking yeah, you should have known better, fucking. And all I saw in his apartment, like I could see, like we could see, because there wasn't walls, suddenly you could see beyond the walls because it was so fucking hallucinogenic. Like, especially that dose, holy shit, like after 10 minutes, like, it was so much, there was so many visuals that you could, that's basically, I've heard that's how you die, That's what it's like. You get so overstimulated by, like, because I can understand that, because, like, just the visuals, you just like, holy shit, it's so much that it's like, I mean, it's like, it's, there's something else when you smoke DMT and it's, and you get that, whoa, there's so much. But like 25 N-bomb, 25 I N-bomb is like, holy shit. Like, it, every, like, just the fucking Walrus on the TV just be, like, filled up the whole room, and now I'm feeling like I'm dying because it's filling, it's like taking up all the space. Yeah, so, but I'm just saying these things because you gotta, guys, gotta be careful. Like, if you do it, just at least know their dosage of the shit, because, you know, you're not supposed to, you, like I said, like, 400 micrograms is good. That's like 200 micrograms of LSD-25. So why would you want more than 400, you know? 200, like, dude, hey, of the acid that I usually eat, you know what? 200 is pretty damn good if your tolerance ain't fucking through the roof like you've been eating every day. You know, that's the thing, 'cause that's how it's supposed to be. It's supposed to be like one, like fucking like oh, when I had the possibility to eat the 99.9% pure, oh good Lord, like 333 mics of that was so fucking insane. Like, just like, and microdosing with it was something else, 'cause like 20, or I would usually microdose like 40 mics maybe, because I've always had scoliosis problems, so basically my scoliosis has, yeah, because after like 40 micrograms or something, that's when my scoliosis disappears. Like, I have no more scoliosis. Like, it's just gone. That's what's fucking wonderful about that. That's why I love, like just like, oh, just after eating, because, you know, I have to say this as well, like, with like, you guys might think that I'm a pure advocate for psychedelics. No, I'm not. And please do not just start eating psychedelics just because I have so many hilarious things to come with. No, because this is not a game. Believe you me, if you think that fucking using psychedelics is a game, then you're gonna get fucked over hard. Like, you're gonna get punished so hard. Like, you might have one little experience where you're like, oh, it's on some tracers in the sky and some fucking colors, but yeah, just wait till you get to a dose. Or you get a dose without knowing it that's so strong that fucking that you trip so hard that like all of reality is gone for a long time, and then you have to work yourself through a certain like test, a ritual or something like that, if I can call it that, like, just, and you have to get through this just to be able to get back. Like one time I had to, after DJing at this club in Oslo, I had eaten two black microdots, and if people that have tried the black microdots, they know that they're pretty strong, like, the acid wise, yeah, they're pretty good. Like, two I had eaten, so I was tripping pretty good. And but I had some DPT, tryptamine, or dipropanol tryptamine, I think, or yeah, some, just correct me if I'm wrong. Yeah, well, you know, I was like, okay, maybe I should just take a little, not take all of it, like, 'cause I had like a really healthy dose, and I had another dose that I could split with other people at the after party. And you know what? Holy shit! I decided I was so stupid that it, or it's stupid or stupid. I mean, I guess it was meant to happen anyways. But like, I was so fucking retarded that I snorted almost all of the 100 milligrams of it. Like, holy shit, you know what, I got so, my ass got so handed to me by these fucking, like, that's the first, actually, the only time I've met these really, like, something I would call mechanical elves, that Terrence McKenna has talked about, and I've smoked a lot of DMT and stuff like that, used a lot of tryptamines, in general, You know, like, fuck, I've used so many tryptamines. That's my favorite, you know, like, yeah. And, but, you know, that, oh, holy shit, man. Like, like, just, you know, with the N-bomb, I mean, you know, I could have died, actually. But, oh, yeah, that's the thing, because I got found back in a car, in the back of a car. This was in the middle of the winter. I mean, I was so fucking crazy. I was so fucking far gone. I was like, I was in limbo hell. Like, I remember going to a sports bar, and this guy and this other guy, the first guy asked me if I want some Coke, and I'm like, fuck no. Because I was like, what the fuck am I gonna do with Coke? But being offered by this fucking obvious demon. and this is Drammen. This is such a bad city. Oh fuck, or at least for psychedelics, and I'm like, fuck no. The other guy, this bigger like white guy, he fucking offers me a drink, like a Jack. And I'm like, nah, man, I'm not sure about that. Do you maybe have a cigarette? I was like, okay, I'm fucking dead for it. I'm dead for eternity now. Like, my soul is just gonna have to wander anyways, probably, or something like that. So I might as well have a cigarette, I guess. That can't hurt since I'm dead. So I get a cigarette, and then they start talking, and I'm fucking like, holy shit, man, because there's, like, there's not many other lost souls around either. It's just, like, me and a bunch of fucking demons and angels, and like I said, this shit was, like, pulled. I almost jumped in front of a bus, actually, and a car. The only reason I didn't do it is because as soon as the bus came, I experienced in slow motion, I went out of my body and I saw myself hit the bus, or get hit by the bus in the air, and I heard the bones cracking and all that shit, and like the fucking skin tearing in slow motion. So then suddenly I was back in my body, and then I was like, oh, I experienced this, so I don't have to throw myself in front of the bus. That's the only reason I didn't throw myself in front of the bus, because I was fucking that far gone. I was like, because I was fucking panicking, like, you know, when you're at that point where you're like sure that, okay, now I'm dead for sure. Well, you know, that's when you understand that, oh shit, like, there is no, yeah, like, this is, I fucked myself so royally over. That's a fucking scary ass thing, but, you know, and I'm almost done with the story now, so. This bar, this is gonna be the last thing I'm gonna tell. So I'm like, and when he asked me if I want that Jack, you know, the big white guy, I'm standing there taking the cigarette and like trying to small talk with him, but they were like, instantly they saw how crazy I was, and as soon as he offered me the Jack, I saw, I also went out of my body again, and I saw myself going into the bar, sitting at the bar, getting a Jack and starting to drink and like sitting and looking at the others, and suddenly like the whole fucking bar just becomes a curtain and it's fucking thrown aside, and like this big ass curtain, and then all of a sudden it's a fucking big ass kitchen, and all I see is like a bunch of fucking corpses eating each other and like being forced to eat each other, and like, and there's that big white guy that offered me the Jack, he's standing there with the fucking big ass like butcher's knife, like a really big one, and just fucking sharpening that shit with like old school sharpening, you know, or like kitchen sharpener thing, you know, they'll just stand out, shing, 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 and with that and this fucking sick, this fucking scary ass fucking smile, like this fucking psychotic fucking, this is extreme, man, like, or people, like, guys, this was so fucking extreme. Like I said, like, a lot of things in life, like, can't be understood unless they're experienced. Like, this cannot be understood unless you experience something like this. because especially after over so many hours, because like I when I was found back in that car, like this old guy found me back in the back of his car, and this was like farther out in the country, actually, because I was just like, fuck this shit, I'm getting out of this city, and I almost gave him a heart attack, and he drove me fucking to the cops, and they it took 5 police officers and a fucking a doctor to convince me that I actually lived again, you know, because I was still pretty fucking sure that I was dead. So the moral there is that don't like you know when it comes to that, this kind of stuff, you know what you do. Do your research. I mean, you're supposed to have a good time, but hey, remember, that's why Tool, the band, the rock band, is called Tool, because it's, they want you to use their music as a tool, you know, so that's same with, you know, entheogens, I mean, sacred medicines, you know, you use it as a tool, because this shit works. This is not a fucking drug. These are not drugs. You know, the people that don't know what they're talking about when it comes to this stuff need to shut up when it comes to this stuff, because they do not know, and their opinions when it comes to stuff like this is really not good for other people, because just, you know, just like the word bad trip can plant a seed in somebody and make that, like, the chance for a bad trip even more, like, plausible. That's why these words don't exist for me anymore. That's why I've gotten to a level that I would like to show people, you know. So But thanks, guys. Right now, I can't wait to get my camera up and shit. I'm just having some trouble with my PC. I just see, like I said, I think I said it. I got the new, fuck man. Do I need to, you know, I should smoke some more. You know what? Let's smoke some more. Let's do that. I'm guessing you guys are smoking as well. How many people out around, how many people do you guys think, like, around in the whole world smoke, like, what's the number, like, the whole world? Oh, fuck, I still got coffee as well, nice. Where's my fucking coffee cup? Oh, yeah, that's right, fucking right there. I mean, I have no clue. That's probably a lot, like, fucking, I don't know what, like, the world population is right now, but, bum, 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 bum. So, yeah, I can't wait to get my camera up, guys, and, because the thing is that my PC won't start, like, I press the power button, and it fucking won't, nothing happens. So I wonder what the fuck. What the fuck? But. Anyways. Alright, guys. Yeah, I think I'm gonna have to start structuring the podcast a little more. Like, because it's hard to, you know, sometimes, because you hear how much detail I have on stuff, and I would like shit to be a lot cleaner as well. So, like, yeah. But I hope you guys have a nice day, nice night, whatever you guys are doing, nice trip, especially if you guys are tripping, then fucking have a great ass trip, and I love you guys, that's for damn sure. Anybody else out there that's a psychonaut, or just a person that's fighting the good fight, yes, please, remember, I'm backing you, that's for damn sure. I got your back. All right, see you guys.